Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Rebecca L. Norrington, an inner peace practitioner. Rebecca L. Norrington, thank you for joining the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. The show is growing organically. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why. It is growing, and I just want to say thank you to everyone that is sharing Reality Spirituality Radio. Happiness specialist, who the hell is she? Who does she think she is? What the hell does that mean? Thank you for asking. As the label and as the title of happiness specialist, I take this position seriously. It's the only thing I take seriously. I take this position seriously, and when I share how the hell did I even get that title? When I was younger, just like most of us programmed humans, when I made a wish, it was my birthday, or else I threw coins into a pond making a wish, I always wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And forgive me, people that have been listening to the show for a long time. I know you've heard it a million times. Oh, I wish you had a nickel for every time you heard this. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. I had no idea what living to my potential meant, what it looked like, nothing. I didn't have any direction, any purpose, any vision, any plan. But you can feel, and what I talk about on this show is not a lot of words, but there's an energy. There's a foundation. There is an energy. When I say happiness, let me just give you the definition. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. There is an energy, there is a vibration that you can feel that never ever leaves you. It becomes a part of who you are, this vibration, with the practice. When I talk about happiness, When I share with everyone, the happiness is a practice skill. That's the good news. Anyone can practice. It is a daily practice. It is a commitment. It is a priority. but it is a practice. And I don't know if any of you are sports fans out there. A lot of you are, a lot of you aren't. The one thing these athletes, these professional athletes have to do is practice every single available moment. Practice. From football players to basketball players, soccer players, tennis players. Happiness is a practiced skill. But then, what the hell do you practice? What does the practice look like? Well, the first part of the practice is gradually eliminating all the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness, that have been proven to subtract from peace. You can't be angry and happy at the same time. You can't be angry and at peace at the same time. You can't feel sad and peaceful at the same time. You can't feel anxious and depressed and feel relaxed, balanced, peaceful at the same time. There is one vibration that you emit at any given time. And that vibration is what I'm talking about. That vibration, where is your set point? Where is the temperature gauge set on? Especially coming to the winter months. I don't know why I said winter months, only because I have the heater on right now. It's cold outside. So I have the heater on 65. That's where it's usually set. Some people have it set on 70, 68, 83. So where is your vibration set? Where is the I'm trying to give an example. That's not going to work. Anywho, let me get back. Where is your vibration? Are you sensitive? Are you easy to anger? Are you easy to be moved by words? Is it easy for you to get upset? Is it easy for you to feel slighted? Is it easy for you to feel sad? Is it easy for you to complain? Is it easy for you to just jump into the negative? Is it easy for you to talk about the past all the time? Is it easy for you to jump into the future and have anxiety about it? So when I say where is it set, let me just share with you where my temperature gauge is set, where the temperature gauge, and when I talk about temperature gauge, it is an internal temperature gauge. When you're talking about The Road Less Traveled, we all heard of that book, it's about the inside. It's an inside job. Whatever happens, we do not have control over what happens in this world. We have no control over what other people do. We have no control of what the world is going to do. We have no control, but we do have control of that person in the mirror. And so this is a constant looking in the mirror when you're challenged to find answers. Find answers to what? Find answers to the solutions to your challenges that are going to bring you more peace. You are either making a decision, choosing between drama and peace in any single moment. Let me get to today's lesson, which is really, if you listened to the show, you know that I moved from one state to another state, and it is no small task. There is a lot of coordinating. There is a lot of activity. There is a lot of things to do when moving from one state to another state. And let me say this, especially as the title of happiness specialist, guess what? I have a list, and it's on legal-sized paper. I have a list of things that just went wrong. wrong. And I shared about the damaged property last week. I shared about the things that are in this house that I'm renting, the things that are wrong. Which brings me to the title of today's talk, The Practice works. The practice works. Well, what do you practice? When I gave you the definition, happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That encompasses everything. Everything. We don't pick and choose. No, everything. Everything that you encounter. Everything that you experience. How do I know the practice works? I know that the practice works based on real life examples, based on real life circumstances, based on everyday, listen, I'm the same as you. We are the same. But it says I practice different things than most. Scratch that. I practice recognizing, focusing in on the program. And let me just talk about this programming for a minute. Let me ask you a few questions. Can other people hurt your feelings? Yes or no? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? If you answered yes to any of those questions, know that it is a program that you learned to answer yes to those questions. Because we all know that other people hurting our feelings, we all know that really other people don't have the power to make you feel any way, but you were definitely programmed, brainwashed, conditioned to believe that. And whatever you've learned, you can unlearn. Let me just talk about the first part of the practice. The first part of the practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, is about eliminating the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness. And what are some of those behaviors? Well, we talk about them every single week. The first one, having expectations, blaming someone or the circumstances for how you feel, comparing yourself to others, worrying, having a lack of acceptance of others, believing words have power. Ooh, words have power. Do they? Or were we taught that words have power? Or were we programmed to believe that words have power? And who is more powerful? Now, I know this is all review information. And so let's get to today's topic. Let's get to today's talk. And it's about the practice working. Let me ask you a question. One of the biggest, let me just back up a little bit. I retired from working in the legal field, you know, the 9-to-5. And part of that practice in the legal field is what is the problem, what is the solution? There is a problem, and what's the solution? That's really a thread that is in a lot of different jobs, but specific. And so scratch all that jobs. That's really what life is giving us: a challenge, a problem, a circumstance, an event. And what's the solution, right? What's in front of us? Is it a hurdle or is it a clear path? Let me just say that. Is it a hurdle or is it a clear path? And jumping over a hurdle, let me just get real athletic on this. Let me get real sportsy on this. Jumping over a hurdle is a lot different than just walking and strolling. When you jump over a hurdle, and I'm going to use jumping over a hurdle as the different challenges that we are all faced in our lives, whether it's with another person, whether it's a job, whether it's health, whether it's financial, whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs, significant others, children, parents. Life gives us an opportunity in every single moment to make decisions, conscious decisions. So let me get back to the evidence, what I want to share with you. We're coming to the end of a year. State the obvious again. We're coming to the end of a year. And I would like to ask you, my dear audience, how are you tangibly different since the beginning of last year, since January of 2021? How are you different? And when I say tangible, I mean you can list the difference. You can list what's different about you. You know what's different about you. You don't have to think about it. You know it. Because why? Because you've been paying attention to your own growth. You've been paying attention because you've been aware of or paying attention to your own growth, to how are you different. And when I ask that question really can be asked daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, semesterly. I think I just made up a new word. I wish I knew how to spell it. Annually, how are you different? And this is one of the behaviors. See, in our world, I don't know. Well, scratch that. I don't know. I don't remember getting or seeing anyone getting awards or acknowledgement or accolades or applause or the red carpet rolled out for personal growth. I don't see that. Note to self. Let me make sure that might be an idea. An Academy of Personal Growth. The Personal Growth Super Bowl. And the reason why I'm saying to monitor and to pay attention is because when you practice eliminating the common having expectations, or when you practice eliminating and worrying, you know, I always ask that question, how many of you worry? Everybody raises their hand. And you realize that worrying is a condition. You were taught to worry. You did not come out worrying. So it's something that you were taught. It was something that you learned. It was something that was programmed. Can you imagine having a life without worry? What's the percentage? What is the percentage that you worry? See, all of these things, when you're monitoring and you're paying attention and you're self-aware and you're conscious, in every single moment, you don't get a break. You don't get a vacation. And when you're conscious, then, and you're noticing how you're different, and you're noticing, and when I say how you're different, you've grown, you've expanded, you're more conscious. And the more conscious you are, the more you grow as a person, as an individual, the more peace you will experience. Peace, happiness, contentment, the vibration of satisfaction, it's all the same vibration. So how have you changed? How are you different? And if you can't answer that question in a nanosecond, if you can't answer, or you say, oh, excuse me, let me get a piece of paper and a pen, and I'll give you a few examples of how I'm different. That means that you've been practicing. That means that you have that you've made a commitment. Let me share. I forgot. I didn't share earlier, which I like to share this one, the 5 most common regrets of the dying. It is a scientific study based on a hospice nurse, Bronnie Ware, B-R-O-N-N-I-E, Ware, W-A-R-E, and she interviewed her terminally ill patients and came to the conclusion, and she asked them, what are your regrets? Well, these 5 most common regrets of the dying kept coming up over and over and over again. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life of not the life others expected of me. It's number 1. Number 2, I wish I didn't work so hard. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Number 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And number 5 is I wish I would have let myself be happier. That is the only reason, the main reason why I do this show is to share with you the behaviors that subtract from happiness, because really what else is there? What else is there other than to be at peace on your deathbed or to be at peace on the journey? What else could you ask for? More money isn't going to bring peace. Now, people say money means freedom. Well, freedom is a state of mind. Happiness, that vibration of peace, is a state in mind, of mind, in mind. It's a vibration. It's an energy. What are people looking for? What are people searching for? What is the search about? We all know the accomplishments, but I'm talking about that vibration of satisfaction, that vibration of fullness, that vibration of you had a satisfying meal, that vibration of, yeah, I'm good, I'm straight, universe. Whatever happens, universe, I know you're holding my hand. I know that whatever happens to me is happening for a reason for me to either grow or expand my consciousness. I know all of that. I trust all of that. I surrender to all of it, universe, because when I surrender without resistance, guess what? There's more peace. The practice works. And what is the practice? What behaviors add to happiness? One of them is monitoring, paying attention to, celebrating your own growth. That means you can tell me how you're different today. That means that the road less traveled is a road about inner peace and finding it. There's a difference between people that talk it and people that practice it and do it. People that talk it, there's nothing wrong with talking it. No judgments here. But the practice. And let me offer something else, especially to those people that are diligent and are really practicing as much as able, as much as they can. I know we're all doing the best that we can. Let me just share this. The talkers versus the doers. Practicing being quiet when someone is talking and you don't agree with anything that they've said, absolutely nothing. In fact, you're on the opposite side of the spectrum. If they're all the way south, you're all the way north. What's the practice? What is the practice? The practice is, could be, we have choices. That's the thing about practicing. The practice is giving us a lot of different tools. And why do we have different tools? We have different tools because we're all different. And so, but the goal, the intention is the same. The intention is the same. The intention is to be at peace regardless of what happens. So someone totally opposite opinion, opposite energy, all of it, opposite. In fact, I would campaign against them if I didn't care so much about being peaceful. I would start a campaign against them. The key is, the gauge is, can you be at peace with someone that is the opposite? Can you be at peace? Can you accept someone who doesn't eat, who is on the North Pole and you're on the South Pole? That's when the practice comes in. That needing to be right, that needing to be heard, that needing to share an opinion that's different, that's a practice. A practice of silence. A practice of lips sealed. A practice of what's more important? Being at peace or being at odds? Now listen, of course, I'm not talking about if you're on stage giving a talk. I'm talking about in your private life. You know before you open your mouth, and especially when you know your audience, that means your coworkers, your family, your children, your parents, your friends. When you know your audience, you know who you're talking to, you know who you're speaking to, guess what? That's when the challenge really becomes that's when the challenge really determines whether or not you're on your game or not, whether or not your practice works or not. You know, that ego makes everything, it throws carrots in front of all of us. I've got my carrots. The ego throws out carrots that are just sent for me. My carrots, when I say carrots, what my ego is just ready to pounce on, ready to chew on, ready to get involved with. That's what I mean when I say carrot. And when I talk about this move here, I'm telling you, every single carrot that my ego is interested in, or that my ego is, that's a juicy one. Let me latch on to that. Every single carrot, who's going to win? The ego? Your ego? Or peace? Now, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. We have a few people in the queue, and if you have a question for me, just press the number 1. Or a comment, press the number 1. All questions are welcome. Back to the topic. When I say the practice works, it is a practice that only you are the one that knows that is grading yourself. So when I say the practice works, what is the practice? The practice of doing, being, behaving, responding, reacting consciously. It's not an automatic. It's not a somebody honks at you and now you honk back, or somebody cuts you off in traffic and then you flip them off. It's not a program. It's not a robotic reaction. It's a conscious reaction decision. Again, the number to call in if you want to ask me a question, just press the number 1 and I will bring you live into the show. Guest calling in is area code 646-564-9619. We have a lot of people in the queue. If you want to ask me a question about whatever challenge you're having, you know you're anonymous here, whatever challenge you're having, the solution is always about finding where the peace is, or finding the solution in peace, or finding peace in the solution. How's that? I finally got it, finding peace in the solution. The one thing, I got an email the other day, and this person asked me, well, it was describing their circumstance, high anxiety, lots of thoughts, lots of negative thoughts, doomsday thoughts, you know those thoughts that nothing's right, everything is wrong, those thoughts. The thoughts where, and they just keep compounding on each other, the negative thoughts just keep compounding more and more, and then they get louder and louder and louder. So what do you do? What is the practice? What is the practice when you're in the middle of that storm where people want to label it anxiety, depression, sadness, loneliness, all of those labels? What do you do? What do you do in the middle of the storm? Well, thank you for asking. The practice is, number 1, acceptance. Acceptance of the moment and acceptance of how you are feeling in the moment. The practice is acceptance of all moments without resistance. The practice is acceptance of all moments without wanting that moment to be different than what you are experiencing. The acceptance that moment is there for a reason. That moment that doesn't feel good, that doesn't feel all warm and fuzzy, you know, that moment. Those moments that can lead to spiraling down, and you know, using spiraling into this web of thoughts that never ends. It just keeps going and going and just feeling like crap. I have those moments too. But what is the practice? Number 1, I said acceptance. The other practice is letting go of any preference, meaning now you prefer, who doesn't prefer to feel peaceful and calm and connected and feel gratitude and just joy for life? Who doesn't want to feel like that all the time? Well, maybe that's not a good question. Anyway, who doesn't want to feel good? Having a preference, because life, let me give you this analogy. I've already talked about a roller coaster before, but life is like getting on a roller coaster. I don't know why I got on roller coasters when I was younger. I never liked them. Never liked the way they made me feel. They scared me. I screamed the whole time. My eyes are closed. I'm holding on to that bar for dear life, knowing that that bar on that roller coaster was just going to pop open and I was going to be catapulted out of the little cart and right down to the ground, to the parking lot, splattered like a flat pancake. I hated roller coasters. I never enjoyed it. The best time of a roller coaster, the best part time is the end. Is the end. That's when I felt the most peace, is the end of the ride. Finally, after I don't know how many decades of riding roller coaster, I don't know if it was peer pressure or what, but I got smart enough, I'm not going on a roller coaster. It doesn't feel good. But see, that's a choice. And thinking that I have control over whatever happens outside of me, outside of myself, outside of my internal being, inside, I don't have any control over. The last 2 years are proof that we don't have control over what happens out in the world. So that preference comes from, and I'm going to get to the cue in just a minute, that preference comes from, now scratch that, when you have a preference, I rather feel this way or I rather feel that way, that's going to subtract. What I like to say is, or give the analogy of riding a wave, riding out that roller coaster, riding out those deep ups and downs, just riding them out, accepting, trusting, not having a preference of wanting to feel different. Ride it out. It's not going to last forever. Trust that whatever you're experiencing is there to serve you. Let me go to the queue here. Area code 780. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name and welcome?
Hey, it's Jay calling. How's it going?
Hi, welcome. Thank you for calling. Jay, J-A-D-E?
J-A-Y.
Oh, J-A-Y. Hi, Jay.
Hey, this is a great topic you're talking about. I just find right now for 2021, it was mostly getting my tribe together who are like-minded. That's what kept me in the loop. And that's, I think that's key. Because a lot of people have made their decisions, free will and choice, for the medical things that they did this year that is going to cause the people who are alive still lots of grief. And you want to get, for me, I was getting together with people who are like-minded and are in similar situations with friends and loved ones. So they're probably past the next 3 years. So I find that that's what strengthened me. We can talk about things on a really well-balanced conversations without getting judgmental in those comments and have a lot of very, very long conversations. So I do have long conversations with like-minded friends. I don't have any conversations with people who are, what would you say, not well-informed or for me that my preference is like-minded people. So, and they're out there. So that's how I'm staying sane right now and throughout the next year, which is going to be crazier than this year.
You said staying sane. That's really funny, staying sane. I just want to touch on what you said. You're talking about compatible energy or finding people that are compatible with your energy. And you talked about lack of judgment, which is, what a challenge, this program to be judgmental, because, I'm saying this, put your seatbelt on, my dear Jay, the judgment of other people and what they're doing, whether they're doing it, quote, right or wrong, noticing what anyone else is doing and making a judgment about it. And trust me, the only reason why I'm saying it is because I did it all the time. Anyone that wasn't like me or compatible with me or compatible with my with what I thought was important, I totally, they were dismissed. And they were dismissed not with love. They were not dismissed with love. So the biggest challenge, let me just speak for myself, the biggest challenge for me is to accept without judgment, embrace, love those that are the opposite of me. Think the opposite of me. Do the opposite of me. What a challenge that is.
I find that if we let go, how can we let go of judgment? if it's overwhelmingness, is actually let go of the emotional state that we're in right now with that judgment, I find, too. We can get emotional about it. That actually causes our judgment to expand versus contracting and say it's you know, their life. They did whatever they, free will and choice, right? They did what they wanted to do with their life and move on from that. And that's what I'm looking at more and more now. It's like, you know, they did their choices. So I got to focus on just me. So
yeah.
How we, and compassion and that, we can just do that too, but don't get emotionally involved in it, that it was their choice. So yeah,
oh,
it's going to hurt.
And
but,
let me say this too, because I totally understand when you say it's their choice. When you're programmed, and I'm going to throw my own hand up here, saying yes, programmed, meaning that this judgment and blaming, looking at other people, the need to be right, being critical of others, being critical of myself, being impatient, giving power to words, thinking. This is the other thing. This is one of my biggest practices and challenges, my dear Jay, is to think this, and this is horrible. And it wasn't even my, I didn't come up with it. Guy Finley, GUYFINLEY.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, he has these talks during the week. Listen, he says it's really it just made me crazy. Oh, I wanted just to. Oh, what I don't, be okay with what I don't know. See, I'm running, and I'm only going to speak for myself. I'm running around here, or used to run around here, thinking that I knew, meaning I had a conclusion, especially a conclusion, not only about my life unfolding, but others. So he talks about, and I love it, that you don't know. He's talking to me personally. I like when, anyway, I'm feeling him talking. You don't know, because I used to think that I knew a lot about why this is happening, other people. And I'm here to, especially going into 2022, I'm here embracing what I don't know and accepting what I don't know and letting go of this ego idea of I know. And the other thing is, everything is in perfect order. This is a divine plan. All of us are under the same plan. Everything is happening exactly the way it was designed to happen, regardless of what my eyes and what my ego wants to tell me. What is your take on that, my dear Jay?
Well, if you feel that you don't know nothing, it's curiosity that actually does that.
I'm what?
Doesn't it? It's
what?
Curiosity.
What did you say?
Curiosity. Be curious about what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being a sheeple, following other people, like it's like a confirmation bias. That's what I think. That's what sheeple are, confirmation bias people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you don't go with what they're saying. You go with what you're curious about. Why is this happening? And look into it more deeply than go deep down a rabbit hole. Right. That's what I do. And I find that actually very encouraging with other people that I know in my group. They're all curious about, like, what if we do this? We don't know if we're going to make a mistake or not. We probably will. Maybe not. We don't know. It's like that you're talking about it in your conversation, about trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking that first step.
Mm-hmm.
There's that, we're in that, because we don't have much time left, is that we always want things to be a certain way and a certain outcome, and that's where it reduces our trust to nothing, basically, because it's set forward already placed. We don't look at it as making mistakes and things like that. So, yeah.
Well, I love what you brought, and I love how you contributed to the show. I want to say thank you so much, and I love your input, and call back anytime. Anytime. Thank you so much, Dave, for joining the show. I love, and anyone, I have a few people in the queue. All you need to do is just press the number one. But Jay's contribution and just the fact, just the awareness of knowing compatible energy, feeling compatible energy, putting yourself in that place, but also, I'm going to throw this in too, but also being big enough, meaning is a gnat a problem to an elephant? No. Being big enough, growing, being big, and when I say big, I mean growth, expansion, consciousness, being big enough to all of the to being in the company of people that are still not compatible with you, but you can do that. You can. You don't need to do it all day, but you can just because of your growth. And I want to just say thank you for pointing that out, Jay. I really appreciate that. So to wrap everything up, the first thing is when you find yourself in those situations, when you're feeling like you don't want to be, you don't want to experience it, just accept, surrender without resistance. And you know what I do is ask for help. Universe, how do I get through? Universe, how do I ride this wave? Universe, how do I develop the patience to, how can I be patient enough to let this to pass? So I ask questions all the time. I ask for help all the time. Don't think I'm on this ride by myself. No, the universe is right next to me on that roller coaster. Same with you. Same. So that's the end of today's show. I want to thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. It's heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Visit my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, I have an Instagram handle, which is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I'm, you know, the beginning of the year. Let's see what changes. Let's see what happens. Still trying to settle in with the new move. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, the one I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime in 2022. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist, global happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington, an inner peace practitioner. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Always time to get real. Oh, yeah.
All the spirituality.
It's a new experience.
All the spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN? Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.